Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches. We are running Zayin number B's bottom line. Oh, I'm sorry. Nun Ches Amar Aleph reads up to five lines from the top where it says Amar of Asi. Amar of Asi. Rav Asi said, right? So going back to the first Beis HaMikdash. This is first Beis HaMikdash tragedies. Arba Kabin Moach, four kav of brains, nimts u'alev and achas, were found on one stone. Ula Amar, tishas kabin, nine kabin. Amar of Kahana, vitam Roshila bar Mori, Mikra, is there a pasuk that supports that? It says, well, bas habavel, bas bavel, hashaduda, ashrei shishalim lach, ashrei shiyoches v'nafat es olecha el hasela. That olecha is children, el hasela, to the rock. Then it says, b'nei tzion, right, the children of Tzion, Hayakarim, that are special, right, the Yakarim, Hamisulaim Bapaz. They are Misulaim Bapaz in gold. My Misulaim Bapaz, what does that mean? Elam, if it means to have a machfe befiza, that they wear gold, right? Va'amri Dvereshila. Tarte maskele astiri pisa nachas ba'alma. Two measures of this special gold fell down into the world. Chad de Beromi. One went to Rome. V'chad de Bekuliyama. And one went to the rest of the world. So how is it possible that the Jews had so much gold, the Romans were impressed? They have half the gold. El doesn't mean that. It means shahayu meganin es hapaz biyafyan. They would embarrass the gold with their beauty. They were so beautiful, the Jewish people, that they embarrassed gold. Gold looks bad next
like
to Jews. Right, exactly.
The women used to cut their fingers when they looked at him.
Exactly. Meikara, originally, Chashivi de Romi, the nobles of the noblemen of Rome, Havinapti Bilyona Bigushpanka Umashamshe Arisaihu. They would have relations looking at the image on the coins. So these, you know, aristocrats on the coins, because they somehow they felt that looking at those faces while they had relations would somehow make the children be good looking.
On the ring,
on the image of the ring of the coin. Fine. Mikan ve'elach. After that, Maisi bnei Yisrael. They brought Jews. Va'asi b'karai de parayu umashamshi. They tied the Jew to the bed. And they made the Jew stand there while they had relations. So they look at the Jew, and that was better than looking at a coin. Amri lei chad lechavre, hahecha ksiva. Where is that written? Is there any car for that? Amri lei gam kol choli v'chol maka ashalokos of b'sefer Torah zos. Right? So, it says in the Torah, not everything that's going to happen is written down over here. Right? Not everything that's written down over here. So Amar kama marchikna meduch teplan. How far away am I from that pasuk? So Amale went over to him in Gid. He saw. He said, "Pusiu palga." 1.5 more columns, and then you'll get to the. You're learning Chumash now. 1.5 more columns, you'll get to that pasuk that says that. Amale I matoy legabe lowitz truchilach. Had I kept on reading, I wouldn't need you. I don't know what the point of that story is. Next. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mishom Rasher Ben Gamliel. My dechsev, what does it mean when it says, Eini Olala Lenafshi Mikol Benos Iri? Right? What does that mean? Eini Olala Nafshi, right? My eyes are sad from all the daughters of my city. Arba Meos Bate Knisios Hayu Bekrach Beitar. There were 400 shuls in Beitar. Ubechal achas v'achas hayu ba'arba meos melamde tinokos, and each shul had 400 teachers. V'chal echad v'echad hayu lefanef arba meos tinokos shel beis rabban, and each teacher had 400 students, which comes out to 64 million people. So it's obviously an exaggeration. Ugeshaya oyev nichnas l'sham, and when the enemy came there, hayu dokrin osan b'chutrein, they hit them with the sticks. Ugeshagaver oyev, and when the enemy overpowered everybody. Vilakadum karkom bisifrehem, right? They captured all the svarim, vaotzisum ba'ish, and they put him on fire. Okay. Next. Tanarabanan. Maisa b'Rishu ben Chananya. There's a story with Rishu ben Chananya. Shahalach lekrach gadol shav Romi. He went to the great city of Rome. Amrulah, they told him, Tinok echad yesh bebeis ha'asurim. There's one child in jail. Yafa inayim. He's very fair eyes. V'tov roi. He's good to look at. V'kitzusasav v'tzuzduros lo taltalim. And he has nice hair. He's a very good looking young boy. Halach mamad al pesach bebeis ha'asurim. He went to the entrance of the jail. Omar, and he said, Mi nasan l'mashisa Yaakov v'li Yisrael l'bozim. Who made the Jewish people so downtrodden? Who did that? He said to the boy. We're going to see in a minute. He didn't want to rescue the boy just because the boy's good looking. So that's not a reason to rescue somebody. So let's see what he is. Let's see his content. So he asked him, who caused this? So the child said, Vamar halo Hashem, ze chatanu lo. It's Hashem, but it's our sins. Velo avo bidrachav holech, velo shama bitaraso. Right, we didn't follow in his path, we didn't keep the Torah.
Why is he asking a boy?
Because he wanted to see if this boy was a somebody.
Yeah. He's just a kid.
Sometimes you can see in a child, he has the potential to become a somebody.
Had
he said, I don't know, it's okay, he's a boy. But he didn't say that. So Omar moved to Chanibo, Shemora HaRabi Yisrael. I see in him, he's going to be a Mora HaRabi Yisrael. Right? Many Achronim ask, he didn't say anything. He asked him, why we have downtrodden? Because we don't keep the Torah. So what kind of big chiddush is that? What's the kind of big gedol is that? Right?
Every second grade will tell you that.
Exactly. Right? So the sefer over here, Lishma Bilimudim, explains like this. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk actually in Yeshaya, and it says, Mi yitain l'mshisa. What's mshisa? How do they translate the word mshisa? Mi yitain l'mshisa Yaakov. Right?
Who has given Jacob over for spoil?
For spoil, the Israel l'bozes him. Also spoils. They both mean the same thing, and Yisrael and Yaakov are the same thing. So the pasuk is redundant. Who gave over Yaakov to spoil and Yisrael to spoil? Same thing. So what's the difference? So somehow the boy answered him.
This world and the next world.
What?
This world and the next world.
No, that wasn't the answer. Right?
And he knew Yisrael, that's the same thing.
That's the difference in Yaakov and Yisrael.
What?
That's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not the difference.
Yes, it is. Yaakov is in the future, and Yisrael is in the present.
We still say Abram Yitzchak Yaakov today.
So I'm not sure. That could be one aspect of the difference. But he says over here like this. He says, "Me tell me what's worse, Meshisa or Bozism?" So he says, "Bozism is worse." Right? It's a worse punishment. It's a worse degradation. So he says, Mi yitein l'mashisa Yaakov. And what's a greater name? Yaakov or Yisrael? The answer is Yisrael. Right? So that was an upgrade. So it's a greater name. He says, there's two aspects here. There's one aspect of degradation, and then another aspect. So he told him back, there's two things going on here. Number one, Hashem lo chatanu lo. First of all, we sin. So when you sin, you're punished for your sin. Not only did we sin, follow ava bedrach of holech, follow sham b'taraso. Even a bigger avera. Right. So somebody said, "Ooh, this is really someone special." Anyway, ha'avoda she'eni zaz mikan ad she'efteru mikol mamon she'potzkin lo. I'm not going to stop till I redeem him. Amrulo lo zaz misham ad she'podu b'mamon harbe. He redeemed him for a lot of money. So everyone asks. Tosfos asked already, how could he do that? We learned a few weeks ago, you're not allowed to redeem people more than the going rate because it's going to encourage more, right? So Tosfos here in the top Tosfos says that look at the top Tosfos. Ki ikka sakonis nefashos. When the sakonis nefashos Podin Shivuyin Yoser Akade Demeyan. You can pay more. So the Ramban asks for every captive is Pekuach Nefesh. What does that mean? The Tosfos, when we learned the Gemara of Pidyon Shavuyim, Tosfos gave a different answer there. There he said, well, the whole reason doesn't apply now. Middle of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Are they going to take more? The whole reason doesn't apply. So, right, it was a crazy time. So that crazy time, it doesn't apply, the halacha. That's one answer. That's what the Tosfos said over there. Right? So Tosfos says, so the Rabban answers, it could be that someone who's a muflag b'chachma, one of these special people, it might be an exception, which is not also didn't hold from that either, right?
But even if he wasn't Elo, he still have a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim.
What?
If he wasn't Elo, he still have a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim.
What do you mean? No, you don't have
it. Yeah, that's the kid.
That's what the Rabban says. That's what the Rabban says. The Rabban also says that it could very well be that Rabbi Yeshua argued on that halacha. He's a Tana. He said, I don't hold that from that halacha. I hold you allowed to spend more. Which is why he did it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Next. Who am I up to? Yeah. V'loha yamu watim at shahara harab Yisrael. Ataka. It came out true that he was a mora harab Yisrael. Umana, who is that? Who is this boy? Rabbi Shalom ben Elisha. There's a story with the son and daughter of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Shenishbu l'shnei adonim. They were captured by two different masters. After a while, nizdavgu shnehem b'makom echad. They both had to go to one place. Right? They both were in one place. Ze omer yeshli eved. In other words, the two masters met up in some place. And the other one said, "V'ze Omar Yeshli Eved she'en kiyofav b'chala olam." I have the best looking slave you ever saw. V'ze Omar Yeshli Shivcha she'en b'chala olam kulo kiyofya. I have the best looking female slave. Let's make a shidduch. We'll have amazing children. Omar bo v'nitzum zelazeh v'nachalek b'vlados. Let's have them marry each other and we'll split the children. Hichnitzum l'cheder z'cheder. They brought him into a room. Ze yashar b'keren zavitz v'ze yashar b'keren zavitz. Ze v'ze Omar ani kohen ben kahanim gedolim. I'm a child of a Kohen Gadolim. Etza b'shivcha. I'm going to marry a shivcha. He didn't know it was his sister. He didn't know yet. So he said, I'm going to marry a shivcha. V'zoso meres. And she said, Ani kahanis baz kahanim gadolim. Anase le'eved. I'm going to marry an eved. Ubacha kol alayla. They cried the whole night. Kivan sha'ola amod ha'shachar. When it got morning, hikiru ze'azeh. They realized who they were. Naflu ze'azeh. They fell on each other. V'go b'b'chia. They cried. Achetetzin ashiyotan afshan. Till they died. Valein Kona Yirmiya Al Ela Ani Bochia Eni Eni Yarda Mayim. And that's alluded to in the Pasuk of Inecha over there.
First Pasuk Echa.
What?
First Pasuk of Echa.
Right. Right. So the question is, why did they die? Right? When you're so happy, they die out of happiness. I mean, it's a difficult story. Why did they die? Normally, when you see, oh my goodness, I thought I was going to have a terrible thing. I thought I was going to have to marry a guy. I'm a Kohen Gadol son. Look at this, it's my sister. That's a great, what luck. And died for that?
Horrible. That's not
good luck. That's terrible because imagine if they wouldn't have known that they would have done it the first night. They would have been a sister and a brother. Would have
I understand, but that didn't happen. So why'd they die?
The next day it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So why'd they die? What they weren't simcha? It wasn't besimcha. They weren't besimcha now.
Of course not.
No.
Really? Ben Yehuda says, "How could that be?" He says,
"Exact opposite of simcha."
What?
Exact opposite.
I'll read you the question inside because I don't understand you people. Adarabba, hayitzrichim l'smoach. They should be happy. Shenitzlu mi'isur chamor. They were saved from an isur chamor. V'achshav yadoru yachad v'yachshavu hagoyim ki iluheim ish v'ishto. They could tell everybody the husband and wife. And they never have to sin.
They're slaves.
And they could.
Slaves. They don't. Their bodies don't belong to them.
I don't know,
exactly.
So the next day, the
two masters are saying, "Doing in front of us."
Ben Yoyada says that they both sinned. It's a very difficult vart, but I underlined it, so I'll say it. He said that the brother called his sister a shivcha, and the sister called the brother an eved.
So therefore,
that's why they cried.
That's why they cried.
You hear that?
That's a worse answer.
You hear that scary vart? It's a very scary vart. No?
No. I think it's a horrible answer.
Amrish Lakish. Amrish Lakish. Huh?
Be careful what you say.
Exactly. Even when you think it's a shifcha, right? Be careful how you talk to your shivcha.
Looks can be deceiving.
Amr Shlakish, Maisa.
When your wife says, "I'm not your slave," don't answer.
Amr Shlakish, of course you're not. Amr Shlakish, Maisa Beisha Achas. There was once a story with a woman. Vitzafnas Bas Pniel Shma. That was her name. Tzafnas, she was called Tzafnas. She called Tzofin Biyafe. Everyone would look at her beauty. But everyone would hide her beauty. Yeah. Bas Pniel Bidusha Kohen Gadol. She was a daughter of the Kohen Gadol. She Shimesh Lifnai Velifnim. Right, she was the daughter of the person who went inside, Pniel. Right, v'kinnis alel ba shabai kol halayla. So one time, some captive had his way with her during the night. Lamachar, and the next day, hilbisha shiva chalukim. She put on seven cloaks on her. Votziya lamachar, he wanted to go sell her. Ba adam echa jay mechurbio. So a very ugly person came. Amarlo hareini yisyofer. Let me see how pretty she is. Amalo, Reka, you empty one. Imatarotza likach kach. You want to buy her? Buy her. She ain't kiyofya b'chol olam kulo. There's no one better looking than this one. Amalo, afal pikein. I still want to see. So if shita shisha chalukim, they took off six of the seven. V'shivi, the seventh one, karasa. They ripped it.
She ripped it.
V'niflasha be'efer, and she went into the dust. Amalo fan of ribono shel olam. Im aleinu lochast al kudushas shimcha gibar. Lama lo tichas. If you're not gonna have pity on me, at least have pity on yourself. Va'ala va'aleha konin Yirmiya, and on that Yirmiya said, Bas ami chaguri sak v'sif l'shi ba'afar. Aval yachid asilach mispad tarmudim. Right, but the yachid, what does that mean? Aval yachid, right? We make some kind of hesped. Ki pisom yavo hashodeid olenu. Right, alecha lo ne'amar olenu. Kaviyachal alive olecha bo hashodeid. On me and you comes the sadness. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, my dechziv. What does it mean when it says va'ashku gvar ubeso v'ish nachlaso? What does all that mean? Ma'aseh ba'adam echad. Listen to this story. There was once a story. A guy shenasan einav be'ishes rabo. He had his eyes set on his master's wife. The Shulya Dinag we have it. He was an apprentice by a carpenter. In other words, his master, wasn't a slave. He was a worker. He worked for this guy. His boss, we'll call him his boss. And he wanted the wife's boss. The boss's wife. Right? So Pamachas one time, Hutstrich Rabo Lilvos. The master was a little cash tight. So Amalo, Shagar Ishtecha Etzli Valvena. Send your wife to me and I'll lend you the money. So what person would do that? So the Ben Yehuda says that what kind of person would say, send me your wife and then I'll lend you the money?
A low life.
So then why would the guy send his wife? So Ben Yehuda says, no, you know what he did? Listen how he rationalized this. My employee is lending me money, but he knows that I'm embarrassed that I have to borrow money from an employee. So he's trying to spear me the bad. Send your wife to get the money. You hear this? You hear what a guy will do to justify someone else's...
But it's a double entendre when he says that.
Exactly. So he wants the money. So he convinced himself, listen, my employee is spearing me the bazillion of having to go beg for money. Right. Send the wife, I'll give it to the wife. You have to stay out of it. You don't have to be involved, you stay out of it. Anyway, that's what he did. That's what he convinced himself. Anyway, Shagarishta Eslo, he sent the wife, and Shaha Ima Shloshes Yamim. She stayed there for 3 days. It's a machlokas if they did anything. It's a machlokas. Anyway, Kadam Ubo Eslo, the guy gets out, where's my wife already? I sent her to get the money, where is she? Right? Amalo, Ishti Shishikar Tilach, Heichan Hi, where's my wife? Amalo, oh, Ani Patricia La Alter. I let her go right away, I didn't keep her here, she wasn't here. Right away, I gave her the money, I sent her back. Which is a lie. Vishamati, and I heard Shatinokos Nisalu Ba Baderech. But I heard she was raped on the way home. Right. That's what I heard. It's also a lie.
What?
That's also a lie.
Yeah.
But he says, that's what I heard. I heard she was raped. Not raped. Willingly. That's what he means to say. That she's us or now. What? Oh, just as raped?
But I heard some youth misbehaved with her on the way.
That's what that means. Right? What?
Exactly.
Not only that. So Amalo Ma'es. What do I do? Now what do I do? My wife is like this kind of person. Amalo Imata Shemei La Atzasi Gersha. If you listen to me, you're gonna divorce her.
Divorce her.
divorce her. Amalav ksuva maruba, but I have a big ksuva. It's a bit expensive to divorce her. Amalav, listen, ani elva, I'll lend you the money. V'nason la ksuva, you pay the ksuva, and then when you have the money, you pay me back. Amadze v'girsha, right? So he divorced her. Halachu v'nasa, he went to go marry her. He married her.
All of a sudden, he had money before he was lending money from the worker.
No, the worker said, "I'll lend you more money." No, the worker said, "I'll lend you more money to pay off the ksuva." The worker. No, the worker lent him. Yes, 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 yes. The worker lent the money. The kivin sheyagiyaz mano. Time came. V'lo hayalo lefroa. He couldn't pay back, of course, because the guy was cash tight. So amalo bava asa imi bechovach. So work for me to pay off the debt. So v'hayyehem yoshvim v'ochlim v'shosim. They are eating and drinking and living it up. And he's serving them. Right? Terrible story. In a way, it's like it's almost worse than Kamsa bar Kamsa, no?
Yeah.
It's almost worse. And the Gemara says, Vayadimos noshros me'enov. Right? The guy was crying. For no flows, bikiseyen, and it went on his bikiseyen, on his, well, also, and it fell on his, onto the cups. V'al osa shah nechta gzardinam. And that was the gzardin, was nechtam. For amalei, al shte psilos b'nei rechod. Two wicks and one candle. Two people there with the same woman. Terrible story. Right? Okay. That's it. That's it for the Agarata.
Sounds like ending on a positive
note. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you think the Daskat gets any easier today, it does not. Now, the Mishnah said like this. Lokach menasikrikim. So what happens here? Let's try to figure this out. It's so hard. Reuven owns a piece of land. The Sikrikim come and take it from him. Then they sell it to Shimon. Right?
Okay.
Then Shimon says to Reuven, listen, the Sikrikim took your land. Right? You're not getting it back. They sold it to me. They sold it to me. Now that I have it, how about if I make a kinyan with you? I'll make a kinyan with you so that I really own it. Right? Because I know really it's yours. You didn't really want to sell it to the Sikrikin, but they put a gun to your head and they made you an offer you couldn't refuse. Right? So sell it to me already. I have it already. It's by me now. Sell it to me.
They took it from
me. What?
The Sikrikin took
it. Correct.
Paying for it.
Correct. So the guy's look.
And then they sold it to the
So Reuven and Shimon sit next to each other in Shul. Reuven says to Shimon, what's the matter with you? They took my land and now you bought it from them?
Right.
Right? Right. So Shimon says, okay, so I'll pay you.
Right.
I'll give you some money, which is what the Mishnah said you have to do.
Right.
Right? Exactly. So Reuven says, fine, I'll write you a shtar. Now, is that shtar valid? So the Mishnah said, it depends. If the Sikrikin took it first, it's not valid. Why is it not valid? Because he didn't want to sell it. You put him in an impossible position. He didn't want to sell it. The Sikrikin stole it. All right, then you have it now, so I might as well write you a shtar. Make you feel better. We sit next to each other in shul. But that's not a valid shtar. If Reuven can get it back, if the Sikrikin would allow that, then Shimon has to give it back. Right? However, if Reuven and Shimon made a business deal, I'm selling you my land, I'm so happy, I'm making a good deal, it's a good deal for both of us, we're both happy. And then a week later, Sikrikin come and take it. And Reuven's out of the picture.
Right?
Right? Shimon bought it before the Sikrikin came. And certainly after the Sikrikin came, he bought it from the Sikrikin, right? That's what's going on here. So that's what I believe is going on here, right? Make sense? Okay. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, lo shanu, all that is only true. That what? That if you buy it from Sikrikin, and then you go back to the original owner, Reuven, and buy it again, that doesn't count. That's only, lo shanu, el da amar lo, lech, v'chazek, ukini. They make some kind of kinyan. Aval b'shtar, but if Reuven will go through the trouble of writing up a shtar, then kana, then Shimon does acquire it, right? Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Af b'shtar nami lo kana. Even a shtar doesn't work. Ad sheyichtov lo achrayis. Unless Reuven will write and I'll indemnify you. If someone takes his field away, you can take one of my other fields. That already shows.
Yeah.
That already shows I really doing it with a full heart. So some Achronim say what they're arguing in, does every shtar have built in achrayas? You know, we said we have a discussion like that. I sell you a field, but I don't put in the shtar that I'm guaranteeing any liens. You can come take my on another field. You can go to another you know, prior. You know, that you're going to be. You buy a field for me.
No coverage.
You buy a field for me. How do I know that I don't owe money to Mutti? I'm just going
to
come and take the field away. So I put it in. I don't put it in the shtar. So some hold. It's in there anyway. Right. It's built into every shtar. So obviously, Rav doesn't hold like that. Or Shmuel doesn't hold like that.
Right.
Shmuel said the shtar's not enough. You have to actually write in the shtar and also giving you a price.
Right.
Obviously, it's not built in. Right? We say, oh, well, how come it's not in the shtar? Oh, the sofer forgot to put it in, but of course it's there. So obviously, Shmuel doesn't hold like that. Because he said you have to put it in. Okay. Next, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. We have a brisa that supports Shmuel. What does it say? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Lagach mina Isha. Same thing. A woman has a ksuva, right? So the land's coming to her when the husband dies. So the woman says to a guy, you know, I'm going to sell you the land now. Because after all, it's going to be mine one day. So when it's mine, right, you'll get it. Fine. Then v'chazav v'lokam an ish. Then he went ahead and went to the husband and said, listen, your wife just sold me the land. When you die, you're very sick. You're a very sick person. So why don't you make a kinyan that you're also agreeing to this? So mechel kayim, that counts. Why does that count? Because it's really hers. The other way around, we said in the Mishnah, it doesn't count. You go to the husband, and then you go to the wife for approval. That approval doesn't mean anything. Why'd the wife give approval? Because she listens to her husband.
Right.
That doesn't count. Mina'ish, here again, we say it again. Mina'ish, you go to the husband. Then v'chazer v'lakach mina'isha, mechel batal. That doesn't count. Why? The wife agreed. She didn't really agree. The husband said, sign over here, so she signed over here. Achetiktov lo achrayis. So you write the achrayis in there. So name it to the truth of the Rav. So the kasha on Rav now. Right? Rav said, you don't have to write anything. See, you do. No. Amalach Rav, my achrayis na mishtar. No, that means achrayis. It's the same thing. Right? Like we said, that's the same achlokas. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Lokach minach sekrikin. If somebody buys land from sekrikin, va'achla shalosh shanim bifnei bailim, and for 3 years... He's in the land, and the original owner is watching him be in the land for 3 years. V'chazar umachra la'acher, and then he sells it to Levi. Right? Ein bailam alokeach sheni klum. Reuven has no rights against Levi.
Right. He can't go to Levi.
He can't go to Levi. By the way, you should know that this is really my field.
Right.
And Shimon bought it from the Sekrikin, and I'm really entitled to it back.
Right.
He has no right to say that. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that when someone buys a field from Sekrikin, the second half of the Mishnah said you have to give the original owner a quarter because the Sekrikin sell it at a discount. Now, why you have to give him only a quarter and not the full value? Well, he already bought it from the Sekrikin.
Right.
Now, the original owner, Reuven, is lost three quarters of his field. What could you do? Got stolen by a guy, by the army. What could you do? But at least a quarter you should give him. So the Gemara says, right? Hey Chidami, what's this case where Reuven sold the Sekrikin took it from Reuven, sold it to Shimon. Shimon sat it on it for 3 years and then sold it to Levi. Now Reuven comes to Levi, give me my field back.
Right.
Does that work? No. Hey Chidami. So the Mishnah said, the Gemara here says Reuven has no taina on Levi. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what's the case? Either katoin v'amar minach zavnei, right? If he's gonna taina. If he's come, if he, so Rashi says, what's his case? What does it mean? What?
If who comes?
Huh?
If who comes?
Levi comes. Levi comes and says to Reuven, what do you want from me? I bought it from the Sekrikin. I bought it from Shimon, right? I bought it from Shimon.
That says Minach Zavina.
What?
Minach Zavina.
1 second.
From him.
Right, I'm sorry. What it means is, I'm not sure how to fit it into the words, but what it means is Shimon comes and says, Levi comes and says to Reuven, Reuven comes to Levi and says, you know, it's my field.
Right.
So Levi says, what kind of tanya do you have? Shimon bought it from the Sikrikin, and he paid you the quarter. He paid you the 25%.
He paid you.
Shimon, Levi says to Reuven, Shimon already paid you the 25%.
Right.
What kind of tanya do you have?
The one with 3 years make a difference.
What? I'm not sure. But if that's all true, V'omar minach zavna filu rishonami. Then even Shimon could say that.
Right.
Why do you have to make it more complicated than Ed Levi?
Because he didn't come to Shimon. He went straight to.
The point is, if it is proof that the 25% was paid to Reuven, right. Reuven's out of luck.
Right.
So what do you need a third person? You don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need 3 years. You don't need a third person.
He couldn't have gone to anybody.
He could have stopped that point.
What do you mean could have gone to anybody?
He couldn't go to anybody.
Right, exactly. So what kind of case is this?
Would it make a difference if he protested this during the 3 years?
It makes no difference. What the key isn't the 3 years. The key is that he paid him.
No, yeah, I understand.
So if Shimon paid Reuven,
he didn't protest it.
Well, I know. So that's Gemara's asking, what's the case? If Shimon paid Reuven the 25%, if Shimon paid Reuven the 25%, I don't need 3 years. I don't need protest. All that is out the window. The halacha is if you lose land from Sikrikin to another Jew, and the other Jew pays you 25%,
it's over.
Right. So what does the fact that Shimon has sold it to Levi to Yehuda? It makes no difference. How 100 years went by? It makes no difference. All we care about is that 25%.
Right.
So what kind of case is this? It's not important.
So it's not that case.
And e de minog zavna afilu rishonami. And if the case is that the money wasn't paid, the 25% wasn't paid, then he's allowed to go to Shimon and to give you back my land. He didn't pay me.
Right.
So what's going on here? What's the case? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, we're just reading that other half. E de lo katon v'amrinach zavna afilu shedi nami lo. And if there's no proof of that, then he can't come to the second guy even. So Amar of Sheshes, La'olam de lo katan le. Really, really, de lo katan le. The second owner, the second person, right? In other words, this Levi doesn't taina. I know as a fact that Shimon paid the 25%, and therefore, you have no claims against me. He doesn't say that. Why doesn't he say that? Because he doesn't know.
Right.
So I don't know what Shimon did. It wasn't published. I have no idea. All I know is, Shimon asked me, want to buy this piece of land? I said, yes. Now you show up, and you tell me that really, it's a Greek land, and you never paid the 25%, and therefore you're entitled to it. So I have no idea.
Right.
I don't know that all that went on there. Okay, go and say, but in such a case, toin liyoresh, v'toin lilokeach. Do we have a taina to save Levi? So what's going to happen now? They come to Bezdin.
Right.
They come to Bezdin. And Bezin says, what's going on here? And Reuven says, listen, the Sikrikin took it away. They sold it to Shimon. And then Shimon sold it to this nice guy, Levi. Levi is he's in the dark, but I want my field back. Levi says, I don't know. I don't know if Shimon paid the 20. I have no idea. That's what you would say, right?
Right.
So the question is, can we taina something on behalf of Levi?
That's a lot like
yes. That. What can we taina? Shimon paid 25%.
Right.
So we taina on behalf of Levi. We taina on behalf of Yoresh, who has no clue. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, to own a Yoresh, to own a Lokeach. Halokeach mi Sikrikin. If someone buys land from a Sikrikin, v'horisha lebanav, right, and then he died, and his children inherited it. V'achla gimel shanim. Right, and he's there for 3 years. Or sold to someone else after 3 years. Ubo bailim, and then the original owner comes lahotzi mimenu to get the field back. They don't know what their father did. They don't know what Shimon did. Bezdin to'unin b'shvil hayorish b'shvil halokeach. Bezdin will taina on their behalf. Vafilu l'manda amar b'baba basra ain to'un liyorish v'ain to'un halokeach. We don't make tainas for these people. You make your own court case. You fight your own case. Tainazu harisha lacha mimcha hacha modi de te'inan lay. Here we do say it. Why? The stam man de zabin misagreekin miyadiyada. Stam people all know about this. They all know that when you buy Sekwikin, you pay the 25%. Sure. Everybody knows that. Velo shadi zuze bichti lilokeach imlo alpi bailam. I'm not sure what that means. No one's going to pay money for nothing if not for the owner. Right? In other words, no one's ever going to, it's so common knowledge. You tell me Levi, there's an innocent person, he has no clue. Not online. Everybody knows this was taken from Sekwikin and the money was paid to Reuven and Reuven lost 3/4. That's life. Right? That's why it happens. We're going to have another case where that happens. Okay? The Idach and the other mandama held no. E ta'in in, e lo ta'in lo. If you tie in it, yes. If not, not. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanon. Haba machmas chov, umachmas anpuris, ein bo mishum sekwikin. If a guy says, not sekwikin now, but a guy says, you owe me money, pay me the money, I don't have, I'm taking your field away. Or, the guy comes and says, I'm taking your field for no reason, I'm just a guy, I'm taking your field, that's what anpuris means, for no reason at all.
Why wouldn't that be secret?
Because it's not under the historical setting of secret.
Okay, fine, but in essence, that's what it is.
What? Ah.
So it's like
eminent
domain?
Yeah. Van Poris Atzma, Tzricha, Shetehe, right? It has to be 12 months. It has to, in order for this din not to be Sekwikin, it has to be for 12 months. I have Amarta, Ein Bo Mishum Sekwikin, but you just said there is no Sekwikin. So what does 12 months have to do with anything? No. Hachikama, Sekwikin Atzma, Tzricha, Shisha, Yud Beis Chodesh. No, so Greek had a 12-month requirement. So
they have to hold it for 12 months?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they can sell it to Levi.
What?
And then they can sell it to Levi?
Exactly. Now, Amar of Yosef, Nakdinon ain an paris b'bavel. There's no an paris in b'bavel. No such thing. I v'kachzinon de'ak, there is. Ela ema ain din an paris b'bavel. No, there's no din of an paris in b'bavel. My time or why not? Because kivin de'ikah be'dar, v'lo azal v'kibel ema achuli achal. Since it's courts, you can get your land back. It wasn't lawless, like the Sekwikin. They just took land, they had no recourse. Hey, you have recourse, so guy comes and pushes me off my land, I'll get it back. So therefore, there's no din of Sekwikin. Now, till the bottom is a story here. Gidel bar Ra'ila, kibel ara betaska, bibnei baga. So apparently there was a the best way to call it is a bungalow colony. And everyone lived in one colony. And everyone had to pay their fair share of the taxes to the king. And this fellow, Gidel bar Ra'eli, took over someone else's house, someone else's field, and he had to pay his share of the taxes. Okay. What did he do? Akdim de yahev zuze betlas shenin. He prepaid for 3 years. He prepaid the taxes for 3 years. Didn't have to do that. So, Lusof, Asa, Meravta, Kamai. Lusof, Asa, Meravta, Kamai. The first owner came back. I guess it was a 3-year rental, right? Amrule, Shata, Kamaita, Dihavda, Achalta. Okay, the first year you paid the taxes, excellent. Hashta, Anan, Yavinan, Anan, Achlinan. You got to pay the taxes. He says, I paid them already. I prepaid it. The king has it. So, Asul Kameder of Papa, Savalamichtavle, Tirfa Abane Baga. He wanted a right of star that he doesn't have to pay. He already pretty paid. Amale Ravuna Breder of Yoshula of Papa, Imkena, Sisa Sekwikin. You turn this into a case of Sekwikin. I'm not sure why 100% that is.
Who's a Sekwikin?
This guy.
The Jew.
By the Jew. In other words, the idea is you're making somebody not have to pay for something he's benefiting. That's what it means. Not secret. He didn't steal anything.
Just paid.
The opposite. He did a good thing.
But at times he paid.
Right. Ella, I know, but he prepaid and he shouldn't have done that. Ella, Amar of Yehuna, Breid of Yeshua, Haniach Ma'osav al Karen Hatzvi. He put the money on the horn of a deer, meaning he wasted his money. He's not getting a receipt. He lost his money. He shouldn't have done that. Zu Mishnah Rishona, Bezin Shalach Reim, Amru Halakech, Menasekwikin, Nosin Labalim Revia. You have to pay a quarter to the Amr Rav, Revia Bakarka or Revia Bamos? A quarter in land or a quarter in money? Ushul Amar, Revia Bakarka, no, a quarter in land, Shehain Shalosh Bamos, which is a third in money. By Kamiflagi, what does that mean? Marsav, Shmuel holds, Nachiriva Zavin. You sell it for a quarter less. Right? Does that mean they sell for a quarter less? Yeah. Umar Savar and Rav held Nachi Chamsha Zavin. They sold it for 20% less. So, Meisve, 1 second. Zumish Rishona. Bezin Shalach Rehen Amru. But that was the first version. Then they said, Halakach Menasekwikin, Nosein Labalim Revia, Viad Balim Al Yona. The Baal's upper hand. Ratzibakarka Notlin, Ratzibamos Notlin. right? So how could you tell me that it's the karka which equals the land, that it's the karka which equals the money? Here it says either or. So Shmuel's wrong. Amosai, when's that true? Bizman she ein biyadin likach. That's if you don't have any recourse. Aval biyadin likach hein kodem l'chol adam. But if you can get the land back, you're the original owner. You come before everyone else. Rabbi Hoshe Bezdin, Rabbi made a maybe kavi the Bezdin. V'nimnu she'im shasa b'fnasikriken shnei masach chodesh kol akodem likach zacha. If you can get it back within 12 months, you get first dibs. Aval nosin labalim bervia karko or bervia b'mos, which is against Shmuel, who said only money. Oh, the karka equals the money. Amravashi, kitanyahi la'acha shabo mos liyado. No, what it means is after the money comes to your hand. In other words, if I'm not sure 1,000% what this means, I wrote it down like this. What it means is the money that the Baal gets is a quarter after he gets the total amount. Does that make sense?
What?
So in other words, if the land was sold for 100, right, it's really worth 133. Right? So you have to give an extra 33. Because the Sikri can reduce it by a quarter.
Oh, I appreciate it. Okay.
133 is 25%. That's what he means. Right, right? After the whole thing is paid, it turns out that retroactively it was really a quarter. So that no one argues on anything. Mm. And that was a little hard at the end over here. That was a little difficult. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. More of the same, very little about Gittin. So we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Chodesh.
Got it.